Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is April the 13th and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Kings, chapters 19 to 22. God's word provides strength for our life journey. We read in 1 Kings chapter 19 verses 5 to 8 like this. Then as he, that is Elijah, lay and slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." Then he looked, there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you." So he arose and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb, the mountain of God. God had displayed his tremendous power for Elijah on Mount Carmel by sending down fire from heaven as he triumphed over the prophets of Baal. However, soon after the mountaintop experience, Elijah became afraid and discouraged as he ran away, unable to challenge the death threat from Queen Jezebel. He traveled a day's journey into the wilderness and sat down under a broom tree, giving up and praying that he might die. It was at this time that God sent his angel and fed Elijah twice with food, drink, and gave him rest. The sustaining power of that food from heaven was remarkable. With the strength that he received from God, Elijah traveled for 40 days and night without any food, drink, or sleep, and reached Mount Horeb, where he could position himself to hear the still small voice of God and move forward in his ministry. God's word is compared to food in Psalms 119 verse 103 that says like this, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than the honey to my mouth." This symbol is repeated in Jeremiah 15 verse 16 and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2. Both Prophet Ezekiel and Apostle John are described as eating a book. This is a powerful symbol of God's servants literally eating and digesting God's word. Food gives us strength to do our daily activities. If we neglect food, we will become weak and tired. In the same way, when we neglect God's word, we will become spiritually underdeveloped and consequently unable to resist temptation and to withstand the devil's onslaughts. Only those who regularly meditate on God's word grow into strong Christians who get strength for their onward spiritual journey. We need to read, meditate, and hide God's word in our hearts by memorizing it. Job said that he esteemed the words of God's mouth more even than his necessary daily food, as he truly understood the importance of God's word that sustained him during his difficult days of trial and pain. Let us also take time daily to intake God's word in our life. Let our daily prayer be, "Give us this day our daily bread." Just like Prophet Elijah, let us not become discouraged due to the onslaught of the enemy or give up our dream and ministry. Rather, let us trust in God who makes us lie down in green pastures of his word. Then we can join with Apostle Paul and with his following statement in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16. "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day."